It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being a part of the show. Yeah, you're a part of the show. You're hanging out. You're listening. You're watching. I hope you're not watching. That'd be creepy. Yeah, we'll get the stream up soon. Don't worry about it. Anyway, you're here anyway. And I appreciate that. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. It's been a busy day. It's the legal tampering period in the NFL, which basically means if you're a free agent, you can talk to other teams. You can officially sign on Wednesday, but you could start the flirtation today. You can come to an agreement today. And that is exactly what we have had, not just today, but we've had plenty of moves over the weekend as well. Earlier this afternoon, we find out that Sam Darnold is moving on from Minnesota. He's going to Seattle. Sam Darnold is on his way to Seattle, and we got Justin Fields, who's on his way to New York City. We talked about Cooper Kupp, found out 30 minutes ago to the shock of nobody. If the Rams can't trade him, the Rams are just going to cut Cooper Kupp. Davante Adams is now a Los Angeles Ram. We got guys like Josh Sweat, who's going to sign with the Cardinals. The New England Patriots have made a lot of moves today to help bolster their defense. It's just a lot of moves that have gone on all day long across the NFL. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a move that did not take place. Myles Garrett is going to stay in Cleveland with the Browns. Chris Godwin is staying in Tampa Bay. But specifically, when it comes down to Myles Garrett, he did all this talking, put out a big old letter. He wants to leave. He wants a Super Bowl. And then they paid him. And then he stayed. And we'll get to Myles Garrett in a second. Amongst the other smaller moves that took place today, Laremy Tunsil is going to be moving on from the Texans to Washington. He's getting traded. Now, there's not a minute. Hickey, tell me if this is bad or not. There's not a minute that I don't hear Laremy Tunsil's name, and I don't think about his draft stock falling because he was smoking that bong. Is that bad of me or wrong of me?
No, I'm with you. First thing that goes to mind every single time. It's like burned in your brain.
You know what? It's because when he was in the process of, and I don't remember where I was. Hickey, I think I might have been in Chicago. I think the draft might have been in Chicago that year. And I was just sitting down minding my business. I wasn't at the draft. I was sitting down having dinner somewhere. And they kept putting that picture up on the screen. I feel like that was the story of the draft. Every 5 minutes, it was Laremy Tunsil. Stock is falling because somebody tried to out him for smoking. Had that big old bong, had the gas mask on, and his stock just, it plummeted. And I think about him as the gas mask man who likes to smoke. This is CBS Sports HQ letting us know that the Commanders, well, they got some protection for their franchise quarterback.
We got breaking news here at CBS Sports HQ. A blockbuster trade. The Texans finalizing a trade of five-time Pro Bowler Laremy Tunsil to the Commanders. Now, the details of this. We got a second rounder and a fourth rounder next year to the Texans, plus a third rounder as well. Houston sending a fourth rounder and Tunsil over.
Yeah, good for them. They almost went to the Super Bowl, and now they have a chance and an opportunity to help protect that man, Jaden Daniels, a little bit more. Good for them. And then speaking of breaking news, this was news that everything happened over the weekend, or a lot happened over the weekend. Geno Smith on Friday night while we were here on air, we found out that he was going to the Raiders, and it's like, well, what happens with DK Metcalf? Well, we found out exactly what happened with DK Metcalf. He's moving from the Pacific Northwest, and he is going to the Steel City. This is CBS Sports HQ. They've had to play this noise a lot over the weekend.
Break news into CBS Sports HQ. The Seahawks are trading DK Metcalf to the Pittsburgh Steelers, according to multiple reports. The Steelers are sending a 2025 second round pick to Seattle. Metcalf requested a trade on Wednesday. The Seahawks have honored that request, and the Steelers are reportedly honoring Metcalf with a new five-year, $150 million contract.
Not too shabby. He was ultimately entering into this season on the last year of his deal. This is why he wanted out of Seattle. He wanted some more money. And so he goes to Pittsburgh in exchange for a second-round pick. And now he's going to be making $30 million per year in a contract that ends in 2029. And the jokes write themselves. The jokes are absolutely hilarious trying to think about DK Metcalf and George Pickens in the same locker room, the same wide receiver room. Like, that's going to, and we still don't know who's going to go out there and throw the ball for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, we even got Ben Roethlisberger. This man is a podcaster right now. He's podcasting and, I don't know, thinking about drinking beer, whatever the hell he's doing. Even Ben Roethlisberger is making jokes like, man, I need to come out of retirement. Listen to this.
Coach T, are you kidding me? DK Metcalf on one side, GP on the other, Muth work in the middle. And I might need to throw my hat in the ring. If you're looking for a guy, I might still have a couple throws in me.
Yeah, well, everybody would feel that way, right? Until Pickens is complaining, or he gets into a fight, or he has too many penalties, or he gets suspended, or the team has to suspend him, or I have no idea. They might as well have Pickens and DK Metcalf just get into a, put them in a WWE. WWE has all these Hollywood guys out here. I remember at one point in time, Lawrence Taylor fought at WrestleMania. If Lawrence Taylor could fight at WrestleMania, then there should be no reason why we just can't let Pickens and DK Metcalf get a little of aggression out of their system before we even get here. So with Justin Fields gone, now a member of the New York Jets, who's going to play quarterback? It's not going to be Fields. It's not going to be Ben Roethlisberger. Nice joke. I mean, damn it, if they were going to bring back Russell Wilson, I would think that they would do it already. There's only one answer here. Now, Steelers fans might love it or they might hate it. It's Aaron Rodgers. If you're going to go all in on the nut job, eccentric, crazy, unpredictable NFL players, if the Steelers are going to embrace this, if they're going to continue on the line of, I don't know, Antonio Brown to Pickens, you got to bring in the chief. You got to bring in Aaron Rodgers. Now, do I think this is ultimately going to result in a Super Bowl for Pittsburgh? No. No. This is like choosing between the darkness and the light. Well, you know, I don't want to call Aaron Rodgers evil and Russell Wilson good, because I think Russell Wilson is a phony. But ultimately, this is like choosing a path that leads to the same destination. A first-round playoff exit. Like, that's what the Steelers are used to. And so if you want to go ahead and do something different, just to end up with the same result, if you're tired of drinking, I don't know, whole white milk and you want to spice things up, you want some chocolate milk or strawberry milk, you pick Aaron Rodgers, do something different. You eating pasta every day? Have a hamburger for dinner. It's Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. You take the same route to work every day and be adventurous. You know, go around a different corner. That's Aaron Rodgers. Now, if you look at some of the stats and you look at the numbers, and we're going to have this chat with Mike DeFabo, who covers the Steelers for The Athletic. I'm going to ask him this next hour. They're supporting stats and numbers from this past season that Russell Wilson, if you look at the numbers, is a better quarterback in a lot of categories than Aaron Rodgers. But I think ultimately you would get the same results. And I guess the Steelers have seen enough and saw what took place at the end of last year. They're like, we know what Russell Wilson can do. What can Aaron Rodgers do with Pickens and Metcalf? Let's also not throw out the fact that Russell Wilson did end up throwing the football to DK Metcalf when he played in Seattle. But everybody likes something different, right? You do the same thing every day over and over again. You want to spice things up. You want to see if you can get a little bit of a spark. And of course, yes, I'm talking about football. Nothing wrong with trying something different. We know about the open flirtation and the positivity thrown their way. Mike Tomlin to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers to Mike Tomlin. It's a love affair. Just do it. And not to do it to get you to a Super Bowl, but ultimately do it because it's something different. And I want it done. Because just welcoming the Aaron Rodgers experience to Pittsburgh would be quite entertaining. I could close my eyes and see it now. First round playoff exit. 10 victories. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I didn't forget about Myles Garrett. This guy decided he wanted to stay with the Browns. Oh, okay. I wonder why. Aiden is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Aiden?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. On the Beltway in Baltimore, so you know how I'm feeling. But anyway, I think the difference between you're talking about Aaron Rodgers and the exiting Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, I think nowadays player development is not an issue in the NFL. In fact, I think it sucks. And I'm not going to, elaborate on why. But if you can't figure it out on your own, you're in trouble. Justin Fields has got some deficits that he's going to have to develop on his own, or he's going to be an okay quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, the reason you take him and his hyperbaric chamber and everything else that comes along with him is the fact that the guy is wise when it comes to the NFL. He may not be the best person in the world or in somebody's opinion, but he does have wisdom. And I think the difference between him and Russell Wilson, you saw what he did at the end of the season, specifically up here with the Ravens, giving the other team the ball. I think his instincts have waned quite a bit. And you have to take that. And I think his quarterback IQ is still good.
Well,
but his
reactions
are horrible. He can't.
And thank you, Aiden, for calling from Maryland. He can't move the way he used to. Like, there used to be a bailout option for Russell Wilson. It's like, hey, I'm not throwing the ball all the way down the field. I can scramble around and run. Well, now Russell Wilson scrambling around and running basically leads to him turning the ball over or getting his ass whooped. So it's really that simple. I would never make a comparison between Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers. They're in two separate spaces. One is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time and will go into Canton and deliver a wild speech when it's time for him to retire. And meanwhile, we got a guy in Justin Fields who ultimately he's trying to make his bones here in the NFL. He's trying to prove that he can go ahead and stick around. And so, yeah, quarterback development is out the window. But then we do see guys who have been drafted recently that are thrown into the fire and they have success. There's no better example than what we've seen with Jaden Daniels. This guy got drafted and was one step away from taking Washington to the Super Bowl. And we know they got smashed in the NFC Championship game, but who predicted a potential Super Bowl run for Washington? The answer is nobody. 855-212-4227. Mark is here from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, JR. As a Commanders fan, I continue to be ecstatic at the news that I'm hearing every week. Now, Laremy Tunsil, this is huge. And right now, this puts, in my humble opinion, this puts the Commanders now officially the biggest threat in the NFC to the Eagles. I'm not saying they're there yet, but I believe that this puts them as number two. And if we could just pick up a key defensive player, was hoping it was Myles Garrett, of course. It's not going to be. I think we're on par, and yeah, I'm so happy. I just want to know what you think.
And thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. I'm not going that far. Like, I'm not going that far. I know the San Francisco 49ers have had some changes out west, moving on from Deebo Samuel. They're going to expect some players to step up. I know they lost Hufanga earlier today. The Lions, as disappointing as it was that they got beat by Washington, I'm not prepared to go ahead and look at that and go, oh, my God, now we're so much better than them. Now we only have to catch the Eagles. You're in a conversation. I also want to say, don't be surprised if Washington takes a proverbial step back. Like, I only find that to be natural. Like, when you got a rookie quarterback and he's going to the NFC Championship game, that's not your birthright every single year. Like, would I be surprised if the 49ers, if they were healthy, if they jumped y'all? No, not at all. Would I be surprised if the Lions went back? So, nah, just pump your brakes. I'm also concerned, and I've said this before, you know, when the quarterback is your leading rusher, I don't know if I want that, especially when you got two running backs on the team right now. So Washington, are they good? Bringing in protection? Yes, absolutely. In March, making a proclamation that, like, hey, we're number two behind the Eagles. What does that mean? Nothing. Continue to fill out the roster, and let's see what Jaden Daniels does in his sophomore year. There's a lot more football to be played. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. There's a lot more football to talk about. We're going to get into Myles Garrett sticking around in Cleveland. We're going to talk about Kirk Cousins still wanting out right here in Atlanta. We got an Atlanta legend, Atlanta guy, and Grady Jarrett, who's now a member of the Chicago Bears. We got the Cowboys and Bengals still looking silly. There's a lot to discuss, but we are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to have a chat with someone who's a part of a Super Bowl championship, Super Bowl championship team with the Broncos. Also played in Notre Dame. You can also catch him all over the place on Westwood One. We're going to have a chat with Ryan Harris. We'll do that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. So many big names, they're moving, they're shaking, they're being traded. I'm talking about the NFL. We haven't even gotten to the official start of free agency. We have to wait until Wednesday when the ink can dry. But to talk about what has taken place in the league, what we might see over the next few days and few weeks, is someone who won a championship with the Denver Broncos, someone coming out of Notre Dame. You can now catch him all the time on CBS, catch him on Westwood One. His name is Ryan Harris. Ryan, how are you, man?
JR, always great to join you, my friend.
A pleasure. With all the big moves that we've heard about today, the trades, the signings, the moves over the weekend, what has caught your attention the most?
Well, I think Laremy Tunsil going to the Commanders is really interesting because if I'm the Texans, you didn't get what you needed back in that trade. I believe it's now four Pro Bowls for Laremy Tunsil. But I'll tell you what, the biggest move to me is Sweat moving to Arizona after a monstrous, monstrous Super Bowl where he could have legitimately been MVP for the Eagles. And as many people are seeing, you win, you get paid. And those are the two deals that stick out to me right away. And Sam Darnold going to Seattle, I hope it works out well for them, but I don't know how it's going to go.
Oh, Ryan, let's talk about Sam Darnold in a second. You mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles. Not only did they lose Sweat, they also lose Milton Williams, who's on his way to the New England Patriots. We know when you win, people got to get paid. How concerned are you with the Eagles' loss? Like, they have plenty of defensive players.
Well, they do. And the biggest one to me is Jalen Carter. And when I watched the film getting ready for the studio show for CBS, at the Super Bowl, I'll tell you what, I just couldn't believe how many plays Jalen Carter takes off. If he increases his effort even 20%, and they can go, not that they can't go without two people on that line, but he can make a marked difference. And you're right about Williams. I mean, that's a player who, especially at New England, is going to be successful. But at the end of the day, you're talking about a team in the Eagles who has been to the two of the last three Super Bowls and won one of them. So it's really a team where you got to trust what they're doing in the Eagles, and that's who everybody's trying to chase right now in the NFL.
Ryan Harris is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Right before we went to break, we had a caller talking about you mentioning Laremy Tunsil and Washington. We had a caller who was just pretty happy saying that Washington is now, you know, numero dos, they're number two, right behind the Eagles. I'm saying to myself, let's slow down just a little bit. You know, what are your thoughts on the pecking order now in the NFC East?
Well, the NFC East, to me, it's to be the man, you got to beat the man. And if you think that the Commanders somehow on paper got better than the Eagles, who have the experience of going to week 28 of the season and beating the best player, arguably, in NFL history, then I think they're letting the fumes out of the Potomac over there, JR. I don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you, to me, you got to be able to beat the Eagles in January if you want to be the man in the NFC East. And there will be no quarterback that ever has a season that that Jaden Daniels had. That will never happen again. The completion percentage, 85% the first two games, winning a game when they had five turnovers. And really, to me, if you look at what they were able to do in the playoffs, turnovers always play a big role. But until their final game of the playoffs, they were playing at a high level. They need a little bit more on defense. And I think that those Commanders, those are going to be some knockout, drag-out battles. But the Eagles have won those heavyweight bouts. The Commanders are just entering the ring.
Now, let's see if they can eventually jump them. Ryan Harris is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. When you think about the quarterback carousel, you talked about Sam Darnold going out to Seattle, and we know that Geno Smith is now in Las Vegas. How do you think those two will fare given the swap?
I think that you're going to have Justin Fields play better at the Jets than either of those two quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, what do you believe in? And you know, I think that's a question for Sam Darnold, too. Sam Darnold, what do you believe? Who do you believe you are? The discombobulated Sam Darnold that arrived the final two games of the season cost him approximately $100 million. I mean, could you imagine that? I mean, everybody's happy if you're a Darnold family member right now. You're saying, hey, way to go. You got 55 out of 100 guaranteed. Way to go. And you're sitting going, yeah, but I just blew $100 million guaranteed. I could have had $150 million guaranteed, 3 years contract. That was there had he won a playoff game. And then you turn around with Geno Smith. He's going to the Bears. The problem isn't where he is. The problem for Geno Smith is his coach. And Shane Waldron is now at the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it doesn't matter who coaches Geno Smith. He is going to be a very, very good player who makes key mistakes at the biggest moments of games. That's been his career. That's who he is, JR. So to me, the most upside is seeing Fields there at the Jets, possibly competing there and getting them into the playoffs in the AFC on the AFC side.
So with Geno still, we know Tom Brady is not going to walk down and, you know, just give Geno Smith all the brain wisdom. It doesn't work that way. Is there no confidence in Geno that knowing that Tom Brady is far, far away in a broadcast booth, is there no help for Geno?
I mean, what else does he need to see, JR? He's seen every defense. He's seen every type of playbook. He's called every play, and it's always something. And it's at some point, if it's always something, you're not the guy, because you know you can have it. If you're the guy, you can have a roster that's not as good. See Patrick Mahomes. If you're the guy, you can lose your first six games of the year and go on a blitz to get into the playoffs or to threaten getting into the playoffs. You know, see Joe Burrow. This is what I'm talking about. Geno Smith has never performed in that key moment. I mean, he's similar to a Jared Goff, in my opinion. Absolutely very good player. One of the best in the NFL, you betcha, between weeks 1 and 17 all day. But you get to the playoffs, they don't appear. And mind you, this is from me calling Geno Smith's games over the past few years, including JR. A 6-3 game on Thursday Night Football? That's the guy? Okay. Yes, he's going to need a lot.
Don't remind me of them ugly Thursday night football games. Ryan,
it was the lowest scoring game of the year. It was unbelievable.
Super Bowl champ, Westwood One CBS broadcaster Ryan Harris is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Why do you feel confident in Justin Fields with the New York Jets? Do you think he can be with the Jets past? Of course he can be. Do you feel confident he'll be with them past these 2 years?
Well, I love the accountability he showed in Pittsburgh, number one, and the growth that he showed in his final year at the Bears. I mean, everybody made fun of him for breathing. Guess what? I just talked to Kerry Walsh Jennings, one of the most legendary Olympians in American history. She starts her every single day breathing in through the nose, holding it at the top, breathing out. And oh, by the way, I played for Mike Tomlin, and he has a very straightforward, brutal honesty that every player succeeds in, and Justin Fields did too. And to the point where you heard Justin Fields say, hey, if I'd have played better, the job would have been mine. I understand that. I actually thought the Steelers were going to go back to Justin Fields at the end of the year, and they didn't do that. But now, what does he have to lose? Everybody doesn't believe in him. He's not going to be a distraction the way Aaron Rodgers is. He's not going to be as bad as some of the other quarterbacks, see Wilson and see others, see Sam Darnold. He's got nothing to do. He's got nothing to do, everything to prove, and no pressure on him right now. And that's before you get to the draft.
Well, you talk about playing for Mike Tomlin. We hear him. We know players love him. Even in the NFL PA ratings, he's always right there at the top. What does this mean for the next quarterback? We don't know who it is. Do you think it is going to be Aaron Rodgers?
If I'm sitting in the war room with Mike Tomlin, my old coach, I say, Coach, I'm putting my job on the line on this one. You go get Will Howard out of Ohio State. He'll be there in the middle of the first to the late first round. He might even be there in the second round. But what I saw Will Howard do in the national championship, calling the game for Notre Dame, I don't think there's a quarterback that's better than him right now coming out in the draft. I just think there's so much opportunity for a player who's won a playoffs, won a championship, played with elite talent, has learned that he doesn't have to do everything while also running the football as he did even in the national championship. He's got a fantastic kind of way about it, what Coach Tomlin calls pettiness. He's getting to Coach Tomlin to say, I'm there for all this pettiness. And he did a little, you know, the King of the North tweet on Instagram.
Yeah.
This is a guy you can build a franchise around. And if I'm Mike Tomlin, the Steelers, I'm going to get Will Howard.
So what are your thoughts on what happens with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson?
I'm tired of the Aaron Rodgers drama. I don't know about you, JR. What's he doing this year? Is he going parachuting in the Swiss Alps? I mean, what are we doing? If any other player behaved half the way that Aaron Rodgers did and won as many games as Aaron Rodgers did, we would kick them out of the league. So I have had enough of one of the best quarterbacks to win MVPs, and yes, he won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is a very good quarterback. He has proven now on three teams to be a cancer. I don't want him anywhere near my young players.
And Russell Wilson, people say the opposite about him. Where does he end up? What is he, a giant, a Colt?
Well, he has a good few years, I think, if he's willing to be a backup. But we saw what Russell Wilson did against the Bengals in the final game of the year. Couldn't get it done, right? And yes, there were some other problems there, but that offense dropped, I think it was like 10 points per game from the first 12 games to the last, what was it now, five games of the season. That can't happen, especially if you're Russell Wilson. So he needs to know what works out best for him. He needs to find an opportunity. And for Russ, that might be a team like Joe Flacco did a couple of years ago with the Browns, right? Somebody might get injured. He could come in there, get things done around the right team, and go on a playoff run for one more ring.
Ryan Harris here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. As we start to wrap things up, Minnesota has lost both Darnold. They don't have Geno Smith. They have to wait on J.J. McCarthy to come back healthy. I assume they're going to add a veteran quarterback to that mix, no? Or are they just going to say, J.J., we believe in you?
I think the secret everyone's trying to hang on to in this draft is that there are quarterbacks all over this draft. You can go get Ward. You can go get Riley Leonard. There's all kinds of quarterbacks here in the draft. And Joe Flacco, I don't know if he's going to hang it up. And if he is, can you talk him out? Can you get a Russell Wilson to come in there and start things off? So the big thing for the Vikings is going to be committing to the run game in a way that they had not done until this past season. If Kevin O'Connell can do that and save his and then his quarterback doesn't have a complete $100 million letdown in the last two games, that Vikings team is dangerous, and they got a lot of wins in front of them.
And Ryan, last question for you. There's a team up in New England that's used to winning. It's been some years, and now they've added Mike Vrabel. We talked about Milton coming in. They've added Spillane. They even added my buddy, Mac Hollins. They're adding some pieces here on defense. They got a rookie quarterback people are excited about. The Patriots, how long is it going to take for them to turn things around? Looks like it's going to be fast.
Well, it could be fast in that division. The only problem is you got to remember now, I mean, you got to win 10, 11 games in the AFC, probably 11 within the AFC to get into the playoffs. But I have heard nothing but great things from players who played for Mike Vrabel. And the key, JR, is he does not try and be like Bill Belichick, like Josh McDaniels did, like Bill O'Brien did. He doesn't try and copy someone else. He actually brings his own flavor. He respects players. It's not as ridiculously intense on their bodies in training camp because he knows what it feels like to play in the AFC championship game. He wants his players ready for that. And I think you're going to see a quicker turnaround than people believe because Mike Vrabel has the respect of the NFL players, and he understands how to do things in his way to differentiate himself from Bill Belichick.
Yeah, we'll see. It's not a good thing for those teams up in the AFC East having to compete with the Patriots. It looks like they're back on an upswing. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work, man? Broadcasting everywhere.
JR, man, follow me on Instagram or Twitter. It's the same, RyanHarris_68. Check me out at RyanHarris68.com. Or go ahead and purchase my book, Mindset for Mastery, on Amazon.
And no problem. Thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the line, okay?
Thanks, JR. Go Irish.
Always a pleasure. Hey, we got it. Ryan Harris on the JR Sport Brief Show. You sick of Aaron Rodgers like everybody else? I am too, but I'm here for a good story. Put him on the Steelers. Sign me up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about two players. Well, one wanted out. And he got paid. Now he doesn't want to leave. The other guy still wants out, and he's seemingly trying, I guess, every good guy trick in a book, if there's such a thing, to get gone. I'm going to tell you about Myles Garrett and Kirk Cousins. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. It's the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Ryan Harris for joining us. Went to Notre Dame, won a championship with the Broncos, catch him on CBS, catch him on Westwood One. He was here last hour. Well, not last hour. He was here with us last break. And he's ultimately sick of looking at Aaron Rodgers. I can't blame him. Not at all. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about two guys that, well, if you're in Cleveland, you ain't sick of this guy. And if you're here in Atlanta, well, you don't give a damn about this man. That's Myles Garrett and Kirk Cousins. But there is so much news that's been going on today. Every minute and every second, there's like a new tidbit. Ian Rappaport is saying the Chargers are trying to get Najee Harris from the Steelers. We know that guy is good for 1,000 yards every time he steps out onto the field. There's just so much going on. Hickey, is there anything that has captured your attention the most? There's so many moves, man.
So many moves. We mentioned one before about Laremy Tunsil, and just going back from the Texans' perspective, I just don't get it. C.J. Stroud, JR, in the 2 years he's been in the league, has gotten sacked 90 times.
Yeah, wasn't he sacked? He was sacked 48 or 50 times last year, too.
52!
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, the guy's made the Pro Bowl 5 out of the last 6 years. He's still one of the best left tackles in the league, and your big solution to get your franchise quarterback protection is to trade him? I don't get it. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to have him be David Carr 2.0.
Can't be that bad.
He's getting the sack 90 times. He's right on track for that.
Well, he's already had more success than that guy. Maybe they wanted him to have success before he's driven into the dirt.
I guess, but man, oh man.
It's got to be financially driven. Like, I can't imagine any other reason. Like, why would you wake up and say, hey, I want to get rid of one of the best tackles in the league, one of the best offensive linemen in the league, unless it's driven by finances?
Also saw this on social media. I don't know if you, like, a few Texans people I follow have kind of, I don't know if the organization's trying to put this message out, but like, they've also mentioned leadership, like an attitude change on the offensive line.
Oh, he's smoking that bong again. Is that what can't leave things up for interpretation. I know it sounds very Dallas Mavericks like, but
true.
He's a jerk is ultimately what it boils down to, possibly.
But you know what? A jerk who's good at his job that at least can keep your franchise quarterback upright for another year or two until you figure out, you know, an actual solution to replace him.
Yeah, it's like the Luka Doncic situation on a smaller level.
Right. I mean, everyone works for jerks, right? Sometimes you got to just grin and bear it until you can figure out an out or a better replacement than trying to get Anthony Davis in there, or in this case, trading off your tackle with no backup plan?
Well, yeah, we'll see. He'll be running for his life some more. God bless him. He had that great rookie year, and then Jaden Daniels jumped him. So hopefully things aren't on the downswing in Houston. How about this? The other Texas team, the Dallas Cowboys, they're shocking the world. They are aggressive in free agency, or maybe not aggressive, as told by Jerry Jones. Javonte Williams, running back, a former running back from the Broncos, is signing with the Dallas Cowboys on a one-year deal, $3 million. It can max out to $3.5 million with incentives. That is per Tom Pelissero. Now, we know the biggest running back move that the Dallas Cowboys made last year was to bring on Ezekiel Elliott. Rico Dowdle is not here. He is also a free agent. And so there is a hope that Javonte Williams can be a stalwart there in the backfield. I mean, I know this guy tore his ACL a couple of seasons ago. I had a great rookie year, but it's basically been sharing carries. I mean, he has to be sitting in that range of about 500 yards rushing in a split backfield out in Denver. So is this exciting for the Dallas Cowboys? I guess this would fall in line with what Jerry Jones said. I believe it was last week when he talked like, hey, I'm not going to be all that aggressive. And I think we know this about the Dallas Cowboys. And you know what? We'll talk about the Cowboys at the top of the hour. But speaking of getting people paid and not paid, I went off on a whole tangent last week that Myles Garrett would be done in Cleveland, that we would never, ever, ever see Myles Garrett put on a Browns uniform again. I mean, the guy wrote a whole, I can't even call it a love letter. He wrote the most eloquent, I need to get out of here letter ever. Basically said the Browns are crap. We're not winning. I'm not winning a championship here. He made it very clear that the deal and the situation with the Browns was not about money. He put this out before he hit Super Bowl Radio Row. He spoke to our own Zach Gelb here from the Infinity Sports Network, and even he told Zach about his trade request. Listen to this.
This is all about football. It's not about money or attaining another contract. Just want to play meaningful football at the end of the year, be playing it late into January and into February, and having that feeling of holding that trophy.
It's not about the money until it is. You know, at the end of last week, we got the report that Myles Garrett didn't get the okay, did not get the go-ahead to have a chat with their owner. And apparently you got to give the Haslam some type of credit because he signed a new contract. Myles Garrett is going to stick around. A four-year deal, $160 million. Yes, do the math. That is $40 million a year. That is more than what Max Crosby got at $3.5 million a season just last week from the Las Vegas Raiders. So Myles Garrett, who said it's not about the money, he was rejected from speaking with the owner, and then he signed a new contract. I guess when he realized that he was not going anywhere. Their general manager, Berry, basically said, nah, we ain't moving him. And so this whole idea about going from Cleveland to Canton, it's going to happen. And if he should pick up a Super Bowl as a member of the Browns, now that would be one hell of a detour. Myles Garrett, all that, I don't want to call it whining, because he didn't whine. He didn't cry. He didn't go on social media and diss anybody like a lot of these other dudes. He wrote a lovely letter saying that he wants a Super Bowl. He just said it. You heard him say he wants a Super Bowl and not the money. And then they paid him. They made him the highest paid non-quarterback in the entire NFL. And Myles Garrett, he's going one place. He is going to Canton. He is going to the Hall of Fame. But this idea of getting a Super Bowl, I think not. Cleveland Browns got the second overall pick. That's why he wanted out in the first place. Now he's going to count his cash. Hickey, you think he's calling LeBron James about staying? I know he said he needed to consult with him before he decided to request his trade.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should thank LeBron. Maybe you told him to stay. I left Cleveland. I regretted it. You stay and get paid.
I think LeBron texted him and said, do what you got to do. Secure the bag. I think it's as simple as that. Like there's nothing to mince words with here. The man, I think he really did want to leave. And he realized that they were going to pay him more than what anybody else was going to pay him. And he said, all right, forget it. I'm going to stay. Like, I think it boils down to something as simple as that. Because he's going to play for a team, let's just say, not knowing who the quarterback is. I don't care if it's Shador or Cam Ward. If they win 6 or 7 games next year, that's a success. The Browns aren't winning anything. At least Myles Garrett. He gets paid. Good for him. I thought he was absolutely done in Cleveland, the way that he was putting out that letter and went on his whole media tour. Money talks, folks. Money talks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you that money talks. And I just told you the Dallas Cowboys made a free agent move. Running back Javonte Williams from the Denver Broncos. But the Dallas Cowboys still have some other issues that they need to take care of. Michael Parsons needs a new contract and a new deal. And in the Bengals, man, they just screwed up. They got to pay Jamar Chase. They've already put their foot in their mouth. There's a lot that we have to discuss on the other side. We have Mike DeFabo joining us from The Athletic. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.